Good evening, and welcome to Transition Talk, where we have real discussions that transform lives. So this evening, you see that I'm by myself this evening, and this is a special episode because this evening we want to be talking about celebrating our women. We want to talk about the women in our lives and what they mean to us, and not just to us, but what impact they have in the world, what they impact they have in our families, what impact they have in our country. And they just impact everything that's around us. I know there's a saying that says behind every good man, there's a great woman. But I say beside every man, there is a great woman. So men, we know we cannot be where we at if it was not for our women. Because we know that women, hey, we can't live with them and we can't live without them. We need them in our life 24/7, 365. So tonight we're going to be celebrating women, and we're going to be talking about how women have impacted this generation as well as past generations, and how women has transitioned. Yes, women has transitioned. I know that some of the new generation might don't remember how far women has come. And I don't just mean in the race, but I'm just talking about women as a whole. So month of March has been set aside as an international month for women, or celebrate women. So tonight we want to take this time. I know this is the last Tuesday of this month, and we want to take this time before March go out, and we want to take some time to celebrate the women in our lives. So tonight, as we get into this episode, and I don't know if you're watching by Facebook, but we are live on Facebook, and we are live on YouTube. And believe it or not, I'm trying to go digital, guys. I'm trying to go modern and do things in a tech-savvy way, so that way we can try to reach the masses of people. And as well, we will be also be recording this, and it will be later put up on the website, on our YouTube page, as well as on our Facebook page. So tonight I want to talk about transitioning of the silent leaders. Transitioning of the silent leaders. For so long, women has been should I say silent? What I mean by silent, they always been the ones behind the scene. Our women has always been the one that really kept the support side of things that we see that's going on. And, you know, I think about that so much because as you look throughout history and you see anything that's been impactful, if you really dive down into it, I guarantee there's some woman or women that was engaged and things coming to fruition. And, you know, I know that this topic, you know, I hope that I don't have a lot of male chauvinists out there, but, you know, we got to understand that when we talk about our women, you know, they are to be highly esteemed. Not just to be celebrated on once a month, but to be celebrated every day. If there's a woman in your life, you should take the time to celebrate them every day. If nothing but to say thank you, or baby, I appreciate you, or I love you, or some type of conversation, and let that woman in your life know that you appreciate her. You know, because I'll be honest with you, I have some great women that pack me. It has been impactful. It's been influential in my life. And, you know, I want to be able to talk about that later. But for so long, when we talk about our women, you know, they have been somewhat silenced. When I mean silenced, not by their choice, but because of time because of, you know, how things were traditionally set up, that women have been silenced. And I mean, not just in the church. You know, we know that our women has been silenced, you know, in the church for a while. And I think that the real breakthrough for our women in the church was when Bishop Jakes came out with Women That Are Loose. And after that, you know, it just took a whole new form of women moving, or women begin to set, I say, have a voice, or begin to be on the forefront, on the stage. Even though we know that there have been women throughout history that prior to that has been on stage, but it just seemed like in our generation, during the time of our generation, the 21st century, that, you know, we began to see now in a church setting, I'm saying more in a church setting, that we see women to be more impactful, because in a secular setting, or in the world, the women has always been there. You know, they always been had a place, you know, in society, maybe not just as big as it is now, but they always had a place in society. So tonight, as I talk about women, there's one scripture that comes to mind, and I'm pretty sure that if you know your Bible, or if you know any type of scripture, you know that this scripture here would definitely ring in your memory, or bring your thought about women. And that's Proverbs 31 and 10. Proverbs 31 and 10 talks about, you know, who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? And, you know, for so long we talk about what it means, or what is a virtuous woman. When we talk about a virtuous woman, what does that entail? What kind of character is a virtuous woman? What type of personality is a virtuous woman? What does a virtuous woman demonstrate? How do you know that this woman is virtuous? Because over a period of time, and we look in the Bible, and I'm trying to keep it real, because, you know, I was trying to keep a real moment. Sometimes we think of a virtuous woman as a woman that basically very modest, very timid, very quiet, or, you know, that's in I don't want to say a virgin, but, you know, that just that type of woman that's just pure. When we think of virgin, we think of pure. So we think of women that are pure, not just in everything. I'm trying to keep it real. At the same time, I'm trying to keep it tasteful, because society has put a label on our women that if they're not in a certain category, or if they're not labeled, if they're not in a certain type of formality, then they're not considered a virtuous woman. Because when we think of virtuous, normally we think of a woman that is pure, a woman that, you know, not just in touch, but pure in her thoughts, pure in her personality, pure in her demonstrations, and, you know, being modest. That used to be a sense of purity, or how you dress was a sense of purity, you know, how you present yourself was a sense of purity. But we want to dive more into what actually is a virtuous woman. Because if you look at that definition of virtuous, it says a person with high morals, very high morals. In other words, a very high way of how they present themselves, or how they see themselves, or how they live. And there's nothing more, you know, that I think than a woman carrying himself with a classy way. Now, let me be clear about classy. I don't mean the way, like, you know, somebody say, you know, she's classy because, you know, she got the most designer stuff on, or her hairstyle, or her fingernails, or fingers, her hands are done, and, you know, how she, you know, the car she drives, oh, she's classy, or she go to the most exquisite restaurants, or she hang out with the most exquisite people, or she know the most exquisite people, or something like that. So, you know, when we think about that person that has a high standard, normally we put them in a place of an elite status, or in a high morals, that, you know, things, they just see things in a way that is beneath them. But tonight, when we talk about a woman that has high standards, it's more than how you dress. It's more than about what you have or what you drive. It's more than about, you know, having the latest fashions and, you know, because it seems like to me, as we look at the women, we got to understand that things do change and things do transition. Nothing stays the same. The women today don't dress like the women 20 years ago. And for us to try to put a standard or some type of label on them, say, if you don't dress a certain way, then you're not virtuous. Or if you don't talk a certain way, you're not virtuous. Or sometimes if you just talking and you have a voice, when I mean a voice, you've been able to speak what you think and what you feel, then some people might think that you're not virtuous because, you know, you have a voice. And I want to say this because throughout the Bible, and I know a lot of church folks or, you know, churches, they always use the scripture about, you know, the women should be submissive to the man and they should be taught at home and it should be silent. And that really, you know, I had to dive down into that and begin to look at what was Paul really trying to say, what was really going on. Because when we talk about women and celebrating them, we got to understand the reason why we should celebrate them. Because the thing is that when we think about women in silence, it's not saying that women should be quiet. And I know I might get some clap back on this or I might get some pushback on this. But when we talk about when the scripture says women should be in silence, it's not really talking about them being quiet. And when we look at women and when we begin to think about how women are present themselves and how they how you see a woman, you know, it's more than, you know, saying, well, be seen and not heard. You know, that seems kind of Neanderthal, right? That seems kind of a way that, you know, seen, not heard. I mean, you know, let's think about that. Because when we want to talk about celebrating our women, we got to understand today our women have transitioned from the time of 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Even in the church, the women have transitioned. Even in the secular world, women has transitioned. And the thing is, when we begin to look at this, when I'm saying look at this, begin to look at how our women has transitioned, we got to understand that we are in a time and an era that when we begin to really see the woman for who she really is, for who they really are, you can begin to understand that when you say a virtuous woman, it's a woman how she presents herself. It's a woman how she carries herself. It's a woman that's confident about herself. It's a woman that no one or no thing can change who she is because she is woman. So I want to be able to talk about. And if you give comments, you're welcome to do so on either our YouTube page or our Facebook page, or either I'm doing it here streaming as well. But when we talk about celebrating our women, celebrating means that we begin to give them, accolades. They begin to give them not awards, but begin to let them know how much we appreciate them. Even though we know March is set aside for, you know, that month that the whole country, the whole world celebrates our women, we should begin to think about how has a woman impacted your life? I want you to think about that. How has a woman impacted your life? Where will you be now? And I'm just not talking to men. I'm talking to young women as well. But where would you be if a woman or a young lady has not had some role in your life? How much has a woman played in your life? How much has a woman, you know, basically took part in your life? Because the truth to be told, we know that every child that is born comes from a woman. And that child spends some time with that woman or that mother before anything else in the world touch that child or have any kind of affiliation with that child or have any kind of influence with that child. The first influence that child has is with their mother or with that woman. And that woman begins to deposit from the very beginning, after the seed has been sown from the man, then it's the woman that takes that seed and begin to develop that seed while she carries that seed in her womb. So if nothing else, you're saying, why should we celebrate women? We should celebrate women, first of all, because of life. We should celebrate our women because of life, because they are the only one that can bring life into this world. Women are the only one that can give us life. They're the only person that has the choice to even bring life into this world. They choose. What I'm saying, the woman decides if they want to bring life into this world. Only thing as a man that we can do, we can plant the seed. But it's up to the woman to decide if she wants that seed to grow and develop, or she can decide if she wants that seed to die and don't carry on no further. So it's between them and God to decide if that child, if that seed comes to fruition, if that seed comes to life. So that's the first thing we should think about when we should celebrate our women, because it's through them that we have life. Then when we look at our women, we should think about majority of a child's life in their, should I say, the infant stage or in the primary stage. Normally, it's the woman that spends the most time with the child. I know things are changing a little bit now in this time, in this generation, that I see a lot of young men now, they are taking more time with their children at a younger age. I see it even in our neighborhood, because I'll be honest with you, I don't have no children that young anymore. I have a granddaughter, and I spend time with her a little bit, but I take them back to the parents. But it's the mother that spends most of the time with that child. If they're not at school, if they're not in daycare or whatever, normally it's the mother that spends a lot of time with that child. And I'm saying all this because when we talk about silence, you don't hear a mother begin to brag about the things they do when they bring a child up. You don't hear about that mother when she says, you know, she got to feed him, she got to get up early in the morning, or she got to breastfeed him, or she got to take him to school, or she got to do this. A lot of things that a woman do behind the scenes might not be put up on stage. So, you know, I used to always wonder why when I see these professional athletes get up on the podium, or when they do something great, or when they get interviewed, they always say, you know, I want to thank my mom. Most of them do. Most of them say they thank their mom, or, you know, thanks mom. But, you know, when I think about it, you know, the woman or the mother, you know, they need to be appreciated for the things they do. They need to be recognized for the unrecognizable, for the things that nobody really see, the things that nobody really take, the things that people take lightly. So I want to take this time here as we talk about transition of the silent leaders. We know now that we are living in a time and a generation that women have a greater voice. They have more impactful things to not just say, but to do, that really influence our country, influence our family, influence the world. A lot of things that women do is very impactful, impactful in our country as well as in our world today. But I want to take this time to recognize some women that not just been impactful in my life, but I think they have made a great impact for women as a whole. And not just women as a whole, but especially for our African-American women. Because someone always had to open up the door or make a segue or be the trailblazer to let other people know that if you do it, I can do it. And even if I don't be successful in doing it, you see that it can be done. So therefore, you can go farther and beyond where I went because you saw that it could be done. So the first woman I want to talk about tonight and I want to celebrate tonight is Shirley Chisholm. Shirley Chisholm. Some of you might know who she is and some of you might not. But the reason why she is so impactful on the women today, first of all, she was the first African American woman to be in Congress. She's the first one to black woman to be entered into Congress. And before she got there, see, some people don't realize there's a time that in her life, you might have seen her. She was silent. But I'm saying silent. If you know Shirley Chisholm and you know her personality and her behavior, you know, and I think there's a movie that came out on Netflix that talked about her, how strong she was and how robust she was. But at the same time, Shirley Chisholm was a woman of virtue. She held a certain standard about herself. She had a certain morale, a certain way she carried herself that she's not going to let no one, nobody belittle her. That don't mean that you got to, you know, always be the loudest one in the room. That doesn't mean that you always got to be the one that have the last word. But how you carry yourself and how you present yourself sometimes means more quite a silent than it does when you say it. And Shirley Chisholm, she was in Brooklyn, where she was brought up in Brooklyn, New York. But what stands out about her to me is that even though she was the first black woman in Congress, she started out as an educator. And she before that, she used to work in a nursery for children. So she always, if you look at that, working with children, I want you to see where I'm going here. She started her career or she started her life working in a nursery with children, working with little ones. And as she progressed on, she became an educator. She got married. And then we see here that she didn't just stop at being the first black woman in Congress. She was the first black woman to run for president of the United States. So if you look at the history of Shirley Chisholm, you can see that she opened up a lot of doors for the African-American woman. She let them know that there are doors that you can step into that everybody thought that has been shut, that you'll never be able to get into, but now you're able to go into this. So I want to celebrate Shirley Chisholm because I think that she opened up a lot of doors for our African-American women. Now, I like to get a little personal here because I always like to keep it real. So, like I said earlier, I don't think that as a man, I look at my life and I look at where I'm at today. And I want to say that there has been a lot of men that have influenced me who I am today. My father, my father-in-law, which is my father in the gospel, you know, men throughout, you know, when I was in the military, I had certain leaders that was impactful in my career. But when I get down to, I think who's been most impactful to me as a young person, as a young boy, would have to be my mother. And I want to say something about my mother. She's passed away. It's going on about 7 years ago. But I want you to understand that, you know, the reason I celebrate her and why I lift her up so is because I know she was considered, she is a virtuous woman because of the way she carried herself. But my mother was the mother of 10 kids. My mother had 5 boys and 5 girls. My mother lived with 2 husbands. She had 2 husbands in her lifetime, not 2 husbands at one time now. But my mother lived to have 2 husbands. My mother, I never understood this when I was young, but I don't know how my mother was able to support our family because she was really the consistent breadwinner in our family. My father, which was a World War II veteran, disabled veteran, he was not able to keep a full-time job. So we did jobs, odds and ends. But my mother was the only one in the family that was a consistent, employed, because she worked in the school system. She worked as a person in the cafeteria. She worked in the school. And to the day, I don't know how she was able to support us. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm keeping it real again tonight. I don't know how she was able to support us on $650 a month. And I mean, living in a house, we had a car, we kept clothes on our back, we kept food on the table, you know, and then we was able to do some of the things that we enjoy doing. You know, I got into sports. You know, I went to different kind of events, you know, school events. And to the day, I don't know how my mother was able to do that. And we never got put out of our home. Our car never got repossessed. We always had food on the table. But she was that silent one that kept things going. She was that one that kept things moving. Even though my father was, you know, he was seen more as the more boisterous one. He was the more disciplinary one. But it was my mother that kept everything moving or operating. Her still and quiet voice can change the environment in the room, or, you know, at least with me anyway. And I know with my father, her voice had a way of just toning the environment of the things that's going on. So I celebrate her today because, you know, it's through her that when I look where I'm at today and I look back at all the things I'm doing, I can still hear her voice sometime and say, Andrew, you know, she always used to tell me this, because some days, you know, I would call her and I was not in my best, or I was not in my a good mood. She would say, always say, Andrew, you know, keep your smile or keep your head up. Things are going to get better. So she know how and what to say. She know what to say and how to say it. And so for that, I celebrate her on today. Now, I got to say this. The woman that I celebrate, I say today, that means the most to me today, if they say who means the most to me today, would be my wife. And I'll be honest with you, I set this time aside, you know, to celebrate all women. But tonight, I just want to celebrate my wife tonight, because I want to just say a little bit about my wife is that, first of all, next month, which is next week, we be going on to be married 30 years. My wife and I will be married going on 30 years. We have 3 children, 2 boys, 1 girl. And I can say from a life being in the military and knowing that I was gone quite a bit, knowing that I had to be away from home quite a bit, it was my wife that kept things moving along in the home. It was my wife that was there when I was not there with the children. It was my wife that, you know, imparted to them, you know, in their young age. She imparted to them about education. She imparted to them, you know, those things, those things that meant so much besides the materialistic things. And so I celebrate my wife today because as I see her, and I always say this about my wife, I always call her a rose. And the reason I call her a rose, when we first got married, she was like a little bud, but I see the petals begin to unfold. I see the petals begin to develop. And I see that now she's blossoming into this beautiful rose. She's blossoming into, you know, a woman, should I say, not just with a voice, but also with a sense of purpose. You know, now my wife is a business owner. You know, she's a business owner as well as, you know, our children, she raised our children up to their adult age, grandmother, minister in the gospel. So when I look at my wife today, I see her as an example for how young women can be today. And I say that because I believe that the young women today need to have some example of what it means to be a virtuous woman. What does it mean to be a virtuous woman? If you don't see it, and if you don't be able to be around it, you ask yourself, then I just go on about my life and just make the best I can. But I think today we need to be able to have women that can set the example for the next generation. And we need to take the time to appreciate those women that we know help develop the men who they are, or the children who they are, or even the country as it is today. Because like I said earlier, that if you look behind the scenes, I guarantee you can see that there was a woman somewhere. And I even say this for those that are biblical. If you look behind the scenes, it was Mary Magdalene. They begin to first, the ones that witness about Jesus' resurrection. So as you prepare for Sunday, Easter Sunday, just remember that was the women first at the tomb when Jesus rose from the grave. So tonight, I just wanted to take this special time to say, women, we appreciate you. We celebrate you. We don't know where we would be without you in our lives. So men, I want you to take this time through this week, or if you have not, I know you might have told your wife, your lover, or your girlfriend, or your significant other, but just let that lady know in your life, your mother or auntie, big mama, grandmama, whoever you want to call, take some time to let them know that you appreciate them and all the things they have done in your life, in the life they have presented before you. So I thank you tonight. I just wanted to put that out tonight. This is a special episode of Just Celebrating Women. And we just want to say thank you to all the ladies in the house. And we just want to tell you to keep doing what you're doing. Keep moving forward. Continue to have a voice. Continue to let your passion flow. Continue to follow your destiny, because you never know where God is leading you. But continue to be the woman you are. Remember, blessed mindset is a kingdom mindset. And we thank God for you and enjoy your evening.